This is the Aviyat Merli of the 13th of July 2025, original date 3rd of February 2006. The title, With Your Love for God, Make Your Stage of Complete Purity Such That There Is No Name or Trace of Waste. Today, Bapdada is seeing all his children everywhere who are loved by God. It is only the selected few out of the whole world who become those who have a right to God's love. It is only God's love that has brought you children here. It is only at this time out of the whole cycle that you experience God's love. At all other times you experience love for souls, from great souls, from religious souls, but now you have become worthy of receiving God's love. What would you reply when someone asks you where God is? That God the Father is with us, that we live with him. God cannot stay without us, and we cannot stay without God. You are experiencing so much love. You would say with intoxication that God is living in your heart, and that you are living in his heart. You have experienced this, have you not? Are you experienced in this? What is in your heart? If we are not experienced in this, then who is? The Father is also pleased to see the children who have claimed a right to such love. The sign of love for God, you are easily ready to sacrifice everything for the one you love. So all of you have become as the Father wants you to be, have you not? So that each and every child has become equal to the Father, and that the Father is visible in each face. You know what the stage is that Bapdada likes, do you not? The stage that the Father likes is that of complete purity. The foundation of this Brahman birth is complete purity. Do you know the depth of complete purity? Let there not be the slightest name or trace of impurity in your thoughts or your dreams. According to the closeness of time nowadays, Bapdada is repeatedly drawing your attention to the fact that in terms of complete purity, waste thoughts too are not perfection. So check, do you have any waste thoughts? Check that no type of thoughts are distancing you from perfection. The more you continue to move forward in your efforts, the more you must check that wasteful thoughts are not wasting your time in a royal way. Do arrogance and feeling insulted attack you in a royal way in the form of waste thoughts? If out of arrogance anyone considers his speciality, which is a godly gift, to be his speciality, then the arrogance of that speciality brings him down. It becomes an obstacle, and the arrogance which comes in a subtle form that you know about is that there is the consciousness of mine. Let there be my name, my prestige. This consciousness of mine takes on the form of arrogance. These waste thoughts distance you from perfection. Because Bapdada wants you to stay in your self-respect, not to have any arrogance or disregard. These are the reasons for waste thoughts coming. Bapdada wants to see every child with the faith and intoxication of being a double master. What is being a double master? First, you are the masters of the Father's treasures, and secondly, you are the masters of self-sovereignty. You are both types of master, because all of you are the children and also the masters. However, Bapdada has seen that all of you become the children, because all of you say, my Baba. So to say, my Baba, means you are the children anyway. However, as well as being a child, become both types of master. You become number-wise in becoming a master So I am a child and also a master. You have received the treasures of the inheritance, and this is why you have the faith and intoxication of being a child. But you become number-wise in having the faith and intoxication of being a master practically. In becoming one who has a right to self-sovereignty, it is especially your mind that causes you obstacles. Become a master of your mind. Never be influenced by your mind. You say that you have self-sovereignty, so to be a self-sovereign means to be a king. Father Brahma checked himself every day. He became the master of his mind and claimed a right to becoming the master of the world. Similarly, your mind and intellect are the ministers of you, the king. Therefore, when those waste thoughts arise in your mind, it is your mind that influences you with waste thoughts. If you do not control your mind, then because of it being mischievous, your mind controls you. Therefore, check yourself. In any case, a mind is likened to a horse because it is mischievous. But you have the reins of Srimat. If the reins of Srimat become even slightly slack, your mind would become mischievous. Why do the reins become slack? Because somewhere or other you begin to look at side scenes, and when the reins are slack, the mind takes its chance. So constantly keep this awareness, I am a master and a child. Check that you are a master of the treasures and also a master of self-sovereignty. Am I a double master? If you are not that much of a master, then weak sanskars emerge. And what do you say about sanskars? My sanskars are like this, my nature is like this. However, are they mine? You refer to them as my sanskars. Are they mine? Is it right to say my sanskars? Is it right? Are they mine? Or are they Ravan's property? Weak sanskars are the property of Ravan. How can you say that they are yours? What are my sanskars? The sanskars of the father are my sanskars. So what are the father's sanskars? World benefactor, good wishes and pure feelings. Therefore, to call any weak sanskar your sanskar is wrong. So if you have kept my sanskars in your heart, you have placed something impure in your heart. You have love for something that belongs to you, do you not? Therefore, by considering it to be yours, you have then given it a place in your heart. This is why you children sometimes have to battle, because you have placed both pure and impure in your heart. So what would the two do? They would only battle. When you have my sanskars in your thoughts or in your words, check yourself. Those impure sanskars are not my sanskars. So you have to transform those sanskars. Pupdada wants to see each one of you children as multi-million times fortunate in your activities and on your face. Some children say that they have become fortunate. However, while moving along, the fortune that should have emerged becomes merged. Pupdada wants to see the star of fortune sparkling on the forehead of every child. Anyone who sees you and your activities, let them see you as fortunate. Only then will revelation of the Father take place through you children, because at present the majority of people want to have an experience. Science of today is visible in a practical way, It gives you the experience, does it not? It gives you the experience of heat as well as coolness. Similarly, they too want to have an experience with the power of silence. The more you stay in this experience, the more you will be able to give others this experience. Bapdada has already given you a signal that you now have to do combined service, not only with words, but also by becoming an image of experience and doing the service of making others have an experience. Give them an experience of peace, an experience of happiness, an experience of soul-conscious love. Experience is such that once you have experienced something, you cannot leave it. You may forget what you have heard, but you cannot forget what you have experienced. It brings them closer to those who gave them that experience. You are all asking what newness you should bring about in the future. Bapdada has seen that all of you are doing service with great zeal and enthusiasm. Every wing is doing service. Today, too, many wings have come together. You have had mega programs, you have given the message, and so you have removed the complaint lodged against you. Therefore, congratulations for that. However, until now, the sound that this is God's knowledge hasn't spread. The Brahma Kumaris are doing a very good task. The knowledge of the Brahma Kumaris is very good. However, the sound, this alone is God's knowledge. God's task is now being carried out. Now has to spread. You give them the meditation course. You have made the connection between souls and the Supreme Soul. But as yet, very few have the experience that God Himself is carrying out His task. Souls and their dharana values are being revealed. You are doing a good job, you speak well, you teach good things, and as far as that goes, it is fine. They even say that your knowledge is good. However, the sound that this is God's knowledge will bring them closer to God. And the closer you bring them to God, the more they will automatically continue to experience this. So make such a plan and fill your lectures with such power that they come close to God. Their attention has been drawn to imbibing divine virtues, and they say that you give them knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul. However, the revelation that God has come and that He Himself is having His task accomplished will bring them as close as needles to a magnet. You people also came close when you understood that you had found the Father and that you had to meet Him. So what understanding was it that made the majority become loving? That the task is very good. That the work the Brahma Kumaris are doing cannot be done by anyone else. That they enable transformation to take place. However, they do not come close enough to feel that God is speaking and that they have to claim their inheritance from God. The people who previously didn't understand what the Brahma Kumaris are doing and what their knowledge is have now begun to understand. However, if they were to understand God's revelation, if they were to understand that this is God's knowledge, would they then be able to stop themselves from coming close? Just as all of you came running here, they would run in the same way. So now create such a plan. Prepare such lectures. Become the practical proof of this experience of God. Only then will the Father's revelation be visible in a practical way. Now it is good that you have reached this far. The way that everyone has to become good will spread by experiencing God's love. So become an embodiment of this experience and give others this experience. Acha, now with the awareness of being a double master, become powerful and make others powerful. Acha. It is the turn of the Punjab zone to serve. Wave your hands. It is good that whatever zone is serving, they come here with an open heart. 4,000 had arrived from the Punjab zone. You take a good chance. Bhaktada is also pleased that each zone takes a good chance to serve. It is common for everyone to say that Punjab are lions, the lions of Punjab. However, Bhaktada says that lions means victorious. So let those from Punjab always experience the tilak of victory on their foreheads. Each of you has received a tilak of victory. Constantly have this awareness. We are the victorious ones every cycle. We were, we are, and we shall become this every cycle. It is good. Those of you from Punjab are also making a program to bring air quality souls to the Father, are you not? As yet, you haven't brought air quality souls in front of Bhaktada. You have brought loving souls. All zones have brought loving and cooperative quality souls, but you haven't yet brought air quality souls here. You are preparing them, are you not? All types are needed. Airs are needed. Loving souls are needed. Cooperative souls are needed. Mics are needed. Might is needed. All types are needed. It is good. There is growth in the centers. Each one is progressing in service with zeal and enthusiasm. Now we shall see which zone reveals the fact that God has come. Which zone will reveal the Father? Bhaktada is watching this. Will the foreign countries do this? They too can do it. Punjab, claim a number ahead in this. Take it. It is good. Everyone will cooperate with you. You have been trying for a long time to spread the sound that this is the one, this is the one, this is the one. At the moment, the sound is, there is this too. They are not saying, this is the only one. So what will Punjab do? There has to be the sound that this is the only one, this is the only one. When will you do it by? Will you do it this year? The new year has just begun, has it not? So there has to be some newness in the new year, should there not? You have heard for a long time. There is also this. Just as you only have Baba, Baba, Baba automatically in your minds, in the same way, let it emerge from their lips. Our Baba has come. Let the sound, my Baba, emerge from all four corners. However, it will begin from one corner, will it not? So will Punjab perform this wonder? Why would you not do it? You have to do it. Very good. Congratulations to you in advance. Acha. To all you children everywhere who are spiritual roses, to those who are extremely loving to the Father and extremely detached from body consciousness, to the especially beloved children of Bhaktada's heart, to the children who constantly belong to the One Father, who have a concentrated mind and a constant and stable stage, to all the children in different places everywhere who are living in different places and who come to Madhuban through the facilities of science, to those who are seeing Baba personally, to all the especially beloved, long-lost and now-found children, to the children who have claimed a right to God's love every cycle, love and remembrance from Bab Dada. Please accept multi-million-fold blessings from the heart and also namaste from Bab Dada to you children who are double masters. To Daddy Ji, you are the hero actor of Madhuban. You always remember the zero. The body may not be working well, it works a little slowly, but everyone's love and blessings are making you move. You have the Father's blessings anyway, and you also have everyone's blessings. All of you love Daddy, do you not? Everyone says, we want the daddies, we want the daddies. So what is the speciality of the daddies? The speciality of the daddies is that they take every step according to the Father's Srimat. They make their minds surrender to the remembrance of the Father and to doing service. All of you are also doing this, are you not? Surrender your minds. Bab Dada has seen that your minds show great wonders. What are the wonders that they perform? They become mischievous. Let your mind become concentrated and stable, just as when you hoist a flag. In the same way, the flag of one's mind is Shiv Baba. Concentrate on Shiv Baba. That time is also coming close. Sometimes Bab Dada hears some very good thoughts of the children. Everyone's aim is very good. Acha, look how beautiful the hall is. It feels like a rosary, does it not? The beads of the rosary are sitting in the middle. Acha. Blessing, may you be a special soul who gives the experience of liberation and life in a second with the power of silence. The last speciality of special souls is to enable other souls to experience liberation and life in a second. They would not just show the path, they would give the experience of peace and supersensuous joy in a second. The experience of liberation and life is happiness, and the experience of liberation is peace. So whoever comes in front of you, enable them to experience these in a second. When you have such a speed, they will all see the victory of silence over science, and the sound of wah wah will emerge from everyone's lips, and scenes of revelation will appear in front of you. Slogan, become true moths who surrender yourselves to every order of the Father. Avyuk signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Just as you now have to give directions with words, in the same way, all the activities can be carried out with elevated thoughts. Scientists are able to receive directions from Earth down below whilst they are up in space. So can you, with the power of elevated thoughts, not carry out all the activities? Just as they clarify things by speaking about them, so as you progress further, all your activities will be carried out with thoughts in the same way. Accumulate a stock of elevated thoughts in this way. Om Shanti.